In a letter shared with patrons this week, Glory Hall Executive Director Kaya Quinto said the Glory Hall Homeless Shelter will stop offering daytime services, including meals, to people who are not sleeping there. Quinto says continuing assaults, a lack of security, criminal activity, and general chaos are some of the reasons for the decision. She says the decision to reduce access to the shelter's services was not an easy one, but necessary for the safety of staff, patrons, and neighbors.
I mean, the situation around the neighborhood is pretty untenable right now. So it's just really important that we focus on keeping as peaceful of an environment as we can.
Quinto says patrons will still be able to receive services inside the facility during office hours after the changes go into effect later this month, but their time inside will be limited to when they are actively meeting with service providers. She says she can't say how long the reductions will last, but hopes it won't be permanent. She says the current situation is affecting her staff's mental health and well-being.
Yeah, I mean, it's having a major toll. It's hard to recruit and keep staff when every other employer can provide better and safer working conditions. And this job is hard enough.
The announcement comes just days after the Juneau Assembly narrowly rejected a plan to create a shelter safety zone that would have tightened restrictions on camping in the area around the shelter. Shelter staff, patrons, and neighbors asked the Assembly for the safety zone. This summer, the shelter has seen an increase in camping nearby. That's in part due to the closure of the city-run campground near downtown 2 years ago. City leaders say the shelter safety zone was intended to increase protection for staff and people using the shelter services. But assembly members who voted down the plan argued it would only be a stopgap solution for the larger issue of homelessness in Juneau. This is Assemblymember Neil Steininger.
I just can't see how it takes us forward as a community on this issue more than just whack-a-mole on the next piece of the problem.
Earlier this week, the Assembly asked the city to look into other potential safety measures for the Teal Street area, like hiring private security to patrol the area or establishing a city-sanctioned summer shelter. Brittany Fear was outside the shelter on her lunch break Thursday afternoon. She was sitting with her friends by one of the more than a dozen tents that line the sidewalk on Teal Street. She says it seems like there's a lot more people camping around the area and in need of the shelter services than in previous years.
There are definitely more people, like bodies, as far as people walking around, people crossing the road, which is always scary.
She says that uptick in people might be adding to the increase in issues staff say they're seeing, though Fear worries that the changes to services will only add to the chaos.
That, you know, closing a door doesn't make the problem go away.
Until the problem does go away, the shelter is working with partner agencies to establish a meal program at an alternative site. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.